My Christian friends, what do you do when you have failed the Lord? What do you do when you try to be a perfectionist who have failed the Lord? I'll answer that question today as we take a look in the book.
Bread of life sent down. Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages on the book of 1 John. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to 1 John chapter 2, beginning with verse number 1, as we take a look in the book.
Let us pray. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for being such a good God, a kind God, and a compassionate God. Thank you that you're a God that can do everything but fail. And help us to preach your word. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would be acceptable in your sight. For you are my strength, you are my redeemer, and besides you, there is no other. So speak in such a way this morning, just in case somebody done came in here and they have never heard of this great Savior that we have been singing about. Help them to hear it this morning. So give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together and give the Lord some praise this morning. Our God is worthy to be praised. For those of you who have your Bibles, open with me to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Our God is worthy. He's worthy. Amen. Have you heard? Amen. Have you heard? Amen. 1 John chapter 2 and the first two verses. 1 John chapter 2. The first two verses, it reads like this. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. I want to talk this morning on the subject, don't forget what we have in Jesus. Don't forget what we have in Jesus. High five somebody and tell them, Pastor, gonna talk about it. Don't forget what we have. Don't forget what we have in Jesus. What do you do when you fail the Lord? What do you do when you fail the Lord, particularly if you are a perfectionist? You know what a perfectionist is. A perfectionist is somebody who try to be perfect. And I find that many perfectionists don't handle failure that well. For instance, Adam and Eve, they could really wear the name and the title perfectionists, because God made them without sin. They was not a born sinner like us. He made them perfect, but with the capabilities to make choices. He gave them the ability of free will to choose right or wrong, to choose good or bad. And you know the story. The Bible tells us that Satan came and he tempted Eve to eat off of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the Bible says that she took and she ate it, and then she turned and gave to her husband, and he did eat also. And the Bible says that their eyes became open, and they knew that they was naked, and they was ashamed. What did they do since they had fallen into sin? The Bible says they went into a hiding mode. They first start trying to hide from one another, because the Bible says they got some fig leaves and sewed some fig leaves together and hid their private parts. And then the Bible says when they heard God in the evening, they heard his voice in the cool of the day, walking through the garden. And the Bible lets us know they hid because God began to call Adam and say, "Adam, Adam, where art thou?" And Adam was hiding in the bushes. He said, "Why are you over there?" He said, "I hid because I was naked." He said, "Who told you you was naked? Have you been eating off the tree that I told you not to eat off of?" And he went from a hiding mode into a blaming mode. He said, "Well, it wasn't none of my fault now. It was the woman that you gave me." So looked like he was really aiming at Eve, but he threw some of that on God. "The woman that you gave me." And Eve wasn't going to take the blame by herself. Eve turned around and said, "No, now, it was the serpent. He deceived me." And so everybody started blaming somebody else, because that's how perfectionists do. When they fall into sin, they often go into a hiding mode or a blaming mode, because they can't handle now that they are no longer perfect and they done been exposed. See, in all actuality, we don't have no more perfect people. Adam and Eve was the only perfect people besides Jesus Christ. But you have people going around in the world thinking that they are perfect because they think more highly of themselves than they ought to think. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't you remember even Peter? That's how he thought. He thought that he was perfect. Don't you remember that? After that Last Supper, Jesus told them that they're going to come and they're going to arrest me. And all of y'all disciples, y'all going to flee. You're going to run. And Peter said, they may run. Them boogers may forsake you. But not the kid. I ain't like everybody else. And Jesus had to tell him about himself, didn't he? He said, Peter, before the cock can crow one time, you're going to deny me three times. And it happened just like Jesus said it would. And you know what Peter eventually did? The Bible says he went back fishing. Yeah, because that's what happens. A lot of times people go into a hiding mode. And then when they fail, they'll go back to their old ways. They either go into hiding, blaming, or go back into their old ways. So they'll go back fishing or whatever their habit used to be. They'll go back to their old ways. Or if they don't go back into their old ways, they'll go into a killing mode when they fall into sin. Don't you remember Judas? Judas, he went into a killing mode when he had betrayed the Lord. The Bible says that he took the 30 pieces of silver that he had betrayed Jesus for, and he bought it back to those enemies of the Lord. And they said, what's that to us? We don't want that. And the Bible lets us know that Judas went out and he couldn't live with itself. Because when perfectionists fall into sin, it's hard for them to live with themselves. And he went and took a rope and he hung himself because he couldn't live with himself. See, it's a dangerous thing to be going around talking about you a perfectionist. Because most perfectionists, they don't handle failure that well. Even in our day, you see people, they'll go into a hiding mode. Folks that you used to see, even at church, you don't see them no more at church because they thought more highly of themselves than they ought to think. And now that they done failed in the sin, they can't show their face back at church. They done went into the hiding mode. They done went into a blaming mode. They're blaming somebody else because nobody like to take the blame by themselves. They'll let you know, well, I ain't the only one. They'll just about bite your head off. Or they go into a blaming mode. Or they'll go into a lying mode. They'll try to cover up their sin with lies, just like Peter tried to cover up his sin. And if the first lie don't work, they'll tell a second lie on you. And if the second lie don't work, they'll tell a third lie. And then they always got an ace in the hole where they can pull out. It works all the time, this lie. Yeah. Come on. Or they'll go into a killing mode. They'll go try to get them some pills or something and try to kill themselves when they done been found out. Or they'll go to the drawer and they'll pull out a drawer full of knives and they'll dump the knives on the counter and look for the right knife to choose in order to kill themselves. Or they'll go and get them something to drink and they'll drink themselves drunk in order to get up enough nerve to go get the gun. The kill, that's, I don't know if they're getting up enough nerve or did they just want to have the last drink. I'm thinking that they're trying to get up enough nerve to kill themselves. And the higher you are in life, the tougher it is to handle failure. Particularly if you are a celebrity in life and everybody in the world seem to know you. Your name is a household name and you done been convicted of a particular crime, and once they lock you up, they often have to put them people up on the suicide watch because it's hard for them to live with themselves. What's the big story that was in the news this week? It was Bill Cosby has been convicted of various sexual assaults. As a result, Bill Cosby now got to serve some time. But you know, back in the 80s, when his TV show first came on, the TV critics were saying, this show here is what the doctor ordered. This show here is going to change America because Bill Cosby is going to portray the perfect dad. As a matter of fact, they even gave him the name America's Father. In other words, they put him up there on that shelf of perfection. But I stop by to tell you today, don't let nobody put you off a shelf of perfection. And if you done crawled up there yourself and you done put yourself up on that shelf of perfection, I stop by to tell you today, come on down before you fall down and hurt yourself. You need to get off of that shelf of perfection, because we don't have no more perfect people on this planet. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, not even one. So come on down from that shelf of perfection. And the good news is today, you don't have to run into hiding when you done fell into sin. You don't have to go into the blame mode when you done fell into sin. You don't even have to go into the lying mode when you done fell into sin. You don't have to go back to your old ways and your old habits when you done fell into sin. You don't even have to go into the killing mode, up under the suicide watch mode. You don't have to go into none of those kinds of mode. All you need to do is just remember what Jesus done for you. Don't forget what you have in Jesus. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said, don't forget what you have in Jesus. Somebody say, what do we have in Jesus? Glad you asked. Let me give you three things this morning. What we have in Jesus. Number one, we have an advocate. I say we have an advocate. Look right here at verse number one. John says, mine little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. I'm glad he put that in there, because some people think because Jesus is going to forgive us of our sins, then you got permission to sin. He says, no, I'm writing that you sin not. So you ought to be practicing a sinless life. Yeah. Yeah, we know that you are not perfect, but you ought to be sinning less. Even though I know you won't be sinless totally, but you ought to be sinning less than you was before you met Jesus. He said that you sin not, but he said, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Notice, he said, just in case you do sin, not telling you to sin, but just in case you do sin, remember what you got. You have an advocate in Jesus Christ. This word advocate is a very interesting word. In the Greek, it is the word parakletos. That word parakletos in John's gospel, he often interpreted as comforter. Jesus told his disciples, I won't leave you comfortless, but I will send to you the comforter. He was talking there about the Holy Spirit. Jesus was getting ready to go back to heaven, and he was concerned about his disciples, and so he was going to send the comforter. That word parakletos means one who has been summoned by the courts of God to come alongside and to help you in your time of need. And so right down here on earth right now, those who are saved and know Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit that has been summoned by the courts of God to come down here and help us and walk with us and help us in our time of need. But the word that John used right here in this text, he didn't use the word comforter. He used the word advocate, because the word parakletos can also mean advocate. And what is an advocate? It's somebody who will speak up on your behalf. It's somebody that will speak for you when you can't speak for yourself. And so the Holy Spirit is helping us out on earth, but Jesus is helping out us up there in the courtroom of God in heaven. Somebody say, well, do we need Jesus to represent us in the courtroom of God in heaven? Yes, because of sin. See, the issue is we still sin on earth. We ain't in heaven yet. Where we at? We down here on earth. And so we need to have somebody that's representing us in heaven talking about what done happened on earth. And we just can't have just anybody up there. The Bible says our advocate with the Father is Jesus Christ the righteous. Notice, he didn't say Jesus Christ, the loving one. Jesus Christ, the good one. He didn't say Jesus Christ, the nice one. He didn't say Jesus Christ, the sweet one, sweet Jesus. But he said Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Why is that? Because, see, the issue is sin. And so if somebody going to speak up for us, they got to be better than the people that they speaking up for. See, if Jesus was a big time sinner like us, then he'll need somebody to speak up for him. He would have to sit down and get somebody else to speak up. But because Jesus Christ is sinless, he's the righteous one, Jesus can speak for the unrighteous on earth. Oh, yeah, somebody say, well, do we really need somebody in heaven to speak up? Oh, if you could just see what's happening up there in heaven. See what the devil do. The devil done assign demons to all of us. See, the devil, don't get it confused. The devil is not God. He ain't even in the same league with God. God can be everywhere, but the devil can't be everywhere at the same time. But his presence can be felt everywhere. Why? Because he works through demons. And just like you got a guardian angel, you got a guardian demon. And your guardian demon is following you everywhere you go. And he's taking names, numbers, times, dates. I mean, he getting all the dirt. As a matter of fact, he got a book on it.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.